This is Morning Edition on New England Public Media. I'm Carrie Healy. An open seat for mayor of Northampton, Massachusetts will be filled on November 2nd. City Council President Gina Louise Shara and transportation analyst Mark Warner earned their way onto the ballot as the top two finishers in last month's preliminary. New England Public Media's Adam Frenier has more.
Back in September, Shara had the upper hand with about 60% of the preliminary vote in the four-person field. That was about 2,000 votes ahead of Warner. And during a recent debate sponsored by the League of Women Voters, Warner seemed to admit he's up against it.
My run takes on an entrenched candidate, anointed by the political insiders with a huge financial advantage.
That financial advantage for Shara? She'd taken in $28,000 as of the end of September. Warner about $3,000, and most of that coming out of his own pocket. But Warner said his background running his own business and his service on some city boards makes him qualified to be mayor.
I have the good sense and integrity to act not in response to loudest voices or most powerful players, but in response to most reasoned voices and most powerful arguments.
In making her case, Shara leaned heavily on her nearly 8 years' experience as a city councilor.
This is a pivotal time for Northampton with many big projects underway, and we need someone ready to lead.
The one contentious moment during the debate involved the vote last year by the city council to reduce Northampton's police budget by 10%. The move came around the time of protests against police brutality after the murder of George Floyd by the Minneapolis police. Shara said the budget cut served two purposes.
In that budget, nearly every city department had to absorb emergency cuts with revenue down, and we asked the police department to make a cut. A cut I also felt showed that we were serious about meeting that moment to rethink public safety.
But Warner criticized the city council, which Shara chairs, and said the cut was hasty.
The idea of cutting the budget at a single city council meeting was a mistake. It is not progressive. It gives progressives actually a bad name to do that. Even Amherst recognized, no, this is kind of nuts.
Shara took issue with that, saying the council did its due diligence. Speaking over the debate moderator, she said her opponent must not have been paying attention at the time.
There was a budget hearing on June 3rd, another one on June 4th. The vote on the budget continued to a special meeting on June 10th, and with a first vote and a second vote of a budget on June 18th. It was days, hours, and hours into the wee hours of testimony and discussion.
Still, Warner insisted the cut came too quickly and was made because of what he called loud voices pushing for it. The two did find some common ground on the need to bump up the city's climate goals and to establish a so-called resilience hub, which would serve as a resource center for homeless residents. The winner will take over in January for the outgoing David Narkowitz. He chose not to run for re-election after nearly a decade in office. For New England Public Media, I'm Adam Frenier.